So this is the birth center.
Elizabeth Smith opens the door, and it feels like we're in a house.
And that's what it is, really, except for it has all the safety equipment and all of the necessary items to make sure everybody stays healthy and safe while they're here.
I'm at the Santa Rosa Birth Center. Smith, showing me around today, is a certified nurse midwife, and she runs the center. So far, the summer has been pretty busy for her.
Something must have been going on around Thanksgiving, I guess. Yeah, Halloween, you know. But yeah, we've been steady for the last week. We had a baby every day for 8 days.
Smith says having a baby here is an option somewhere between a home birth and a hospital birth. She shows me her favorite room.
Most people, when they walk in here, go, oh, it looks like a bedroom. It is a bedroom. Babies have been being born in bedrooms for centuries.
Birth centers are for women who have low-risk, uncomplicated pregnancies and who want a more natural experience. The center doesn't do epidurals or C-sections, but they are equipped for emergencies. In the corner of the bedroom is what Smith calls the magic closet.
It has, obviously, our beautifully folded linens, but also all of our emergency equipment. So the emergency equipment is readily available for each birth.
They're able to resuscitate newborns and administer medications to stop bleeding and infections.
A lot of people think what we're doing here is alternative. It's actually not alternative. It's just the standards presented in a different way.
And they have a partnership with Sutter Hospital, so if a mother does need more intensive attention, birth center staff can continue to care for her there.
Our practice is small. It's very intimate. The focus of our care is on building a relationship with the pregnant mom and her family, so that she can feel empowered in the decisions that she's making for her pregnancy and for her birth.
The whole feel is a little bit less intense, less high-tech than a hospital. It's more family-focused, too. Outside, there's a kids' play area under some trees, where siblings who are waiting for a new brother or sister can play. After a baby's delivered, nurses visit mom in her home for the first few days. It's a more personal mode of care, says Smith, but it's also a lot more affordable.
Our overhead is lower, our staff charges are smaller, our intervention rates are significantly less. The cost of being at a birth center is a fraction of a cost of being at a hospital for the same type of birth. And there's no reason why birth should be so expensive, especially since it's a normal part of life.
In the past, insurers were reluctant to cover birth center costs, but Smith says that's changing. Medi-Cal, Anthem Blue Cross, and Blue Shield, among others, all cover birth centers. The trend has been slow to catch on, Smith says. In the entire state of California, just 12 birth centers exist.
And we have a lot compared to other states.
But two of these are in Sonoma County, giving local mothers more options than most for how they want to bring their children into the world. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.